As far as playoff games go, it certainly had a little bit of everything. In the end, a rookie forward gave the Sioux Greyhounds a victory and a commanding series lead in the process. Jordan Dantino scored the overtime winner as the Greyhounds beat the Guelph Storm 5-4 in Game 3 of their Ontario Hockey League Western Conference quarterfinal series at the Sleeman Centre in Guelph. The overtime winner came after the Storm battled back to tie the game late. The Greyhounds took a 4-0 lead through one period and appeared to be in control well into the second period. After an altercation in the Greyhounds' zone that led to the end of the night for Sioux starting goaltender Tucker Tynan as well as high-scoring Storm forward Sasha Pastuyev. Following the incident, the Storm battled all the way back before surrendering the overtime winner. Greyhounds coach John Dean said getting the win after surrendering the lead says a lot about the team, calling it a special win. "I'm super impressed with the way the guys responded in overtime," Dean said. "A lot of teams could have easily folded the tent after blowing a 4-goal lead with the way it happened in the third period. For our guys to come out and play the way they did in overtime, it says a lot about the character of this group." Dean added that controlling their emotions continued to be a problem though for the team, calling it a trend that needs to stop. "It's nipped us in the butt here twice," Dean said. "I don't think we were completely at fault in all of those. Some of those calls were a little difficult to swallow." Dean said the message to the players prior to overtime was the Greyhounds' ability to bounce back from tough situations. "After tough games, our group has always responded the next day or the next game," Dean said. "I told them, they always respond, and I have no doubt that they will again, and the overtime was a pretty good performance. That's the best part about hockey is the highs and lows you can get in a game," added defenseman Jack Thompson. "We came out buzzing and had a tough third period, but Diener came in the room and told us how good we responded to adversity all year and we had no doubt that we were going to win that game when it got into overtime." Thompson called it one of the most emotional games he's played in the OHL. Storm coach George Burnett said the team needs to take the positives from the game. "It looked good. I thought we did so many good things to generate the goals and the possession and the chances and the opportunities. But we got away from it in the overtime. I thought we kind of chased the game a bit in the overtime," Burnett said in an interview with Guelph Today. "But I think we need to take a lot of positive things from the effort. It would have been very easy for us to pack it in after the first period. The guys deserve a lot of credit and be proud of the way they fought back." The Greyhounds got on the board first when Marco Mignosa jumped on a rebound during a scramble in close and beat Storm goaltender Jacob Oster. After Jack Thompson's initial shot from the point was stopped, the puck bounced around before ending up on the stick of Mignosa to the left of the net at 6:36. Cole McKay then made it 2-0 Greyhounds 16 seconds later. Rookie forward Tyler Savard tried to move the puck on the left wing down low to Rory Karens below the goal line. The puck proceeded to deflect off a Guelph player into the slot where McKay grabbed the loose puck and beat Oster glove side. Overage defenseman Robert Calisti made it 3-0 Greyhounds with 2 seconds left in a power play later in the period. The veteran blueliner took a pass from Kirill Kudratsev and beat Oster stickside from the right circle at 13:33. With 3:17 to go in the period and the Greyhounds on the power play, Jack Thompson made it 4-0. He took a pass in the right circle from Ryan O'Rourke at the top of the Guelph zone and beat Oster high short side. The Greyhounds lost Tynan midway through the second period when he was given a match penalty for attempt to injure after punching Pastuyev with his blocker after the latter ran into him in the crease. Pastuyev was given a major penalty for charging and a game misconduct as a result. The play led to a scrum and eventual fight between Savard of the Greyhounds and Cooper Walker of the Storm. The Storm got on the board a short time later when Charlie Paquette converted a pass from Michael Buckinger at 12:22 of the second period. Buckinger got the puck after Ivanov made a save on a shot from Matthew Poitras initially. Guelph cut the lead to 4-2 early in the third period when Poitras scored on a rebound in tight after Ivanov stopped Jake Carabella on a break from the slot in just 3:46 into the period. Ben McFarlane then cut the Greyhounds' lead to 4-3 on the power play. After Ivanov stopped Walker initially from the right circle, McFarlane scored on a rebound to pull the Storm closer 59 seconds after Poitras' goal. Buckinger tied the game for the Storm in the final minute when he tried to hit Braden Bowman in the slot with a pass. It proceeded to hit the stick of Kalisti and deflect past Ivanov to even the game at 4. Dantino's overtime winner came as he took a pass near the blue line from O'Rourke along the sideboards, skated to the top of the left faceoff circle and beat Bennett through heavy traffic high glove, including a screen by McKay at the top of the crease to give the Greyhounds the win and a commanding series lead. Rourke went down and left it for me up top and I came in and waited and just tried to put it on net, Dantino said of the winner. Calling it the biggest goal of his career, Dantino said he felt lots of excitement when the puck went in. It was definitely unreal, Dantino said. Thompson finished the night with a goal and two assists to pace the Greyhounds offensively. Kalisti had a goal and an assist while O'Rourke assisted on a pair of goals. Tynan stopped all 14 shots he faced before his night was ended in the second period. Ivanov made 18 saves on 22 shots the rest of the way. With Tynan getting the match, Charlie Schenkel joined the team for the remainder of the game on the bench. Buckinger and Poitras had a goal and two assists each for the Storm. Oster stopped 17 of 21 shots in the opening period before being pulled. Bennett stopped 25 shots the rest of the way. The series is set to shift back to Sault Ste. Marie for Game 5 on Saturday night at the GFL Memorial Gardens. Game 6, if necessary, is scheduled for Monday night in Guelph. Tynan's status for Game 5 for the Greyhounds is up in the air after the match penalty on Thursday. The play will be reviewed by the league officials before a decision is made. Also of note, Savard, who was suspended for 2 games during the regular season for surpassing the OHL's 3-fight limit, will not miss any time after his altercation with Walker as the number resets for the playoffs after sitting out Game 3 on Tuesday due to a non-COVID illness. Daniil Sheikha returned to the Guelph lineup Thursday night.